We hear that a lot with what we do, because they're like, you guys are just so real. Like, you don't, you know, you're not like glossing it over. Like, half the time we show up in our, you know, hair and a mom bun.
Yeah.
You know, we're no just
shoes.
Got done.
No shoes
out.
Today.
You know, have my visor on.
Yeah, my visor's on. No makeup. Like, we're like, I mean, we literally, our give a F has gotten broken, but it's the best thing because we can connect with so many people.
Today, we're diving into the power of vulnerability and how it can transform your network marketing business into a highly profitable enterprise. This episode will reveal how embracing vulnerability can lead to greater authenticity, stronger connections, and ultimately more success in your business. So do me a favor and rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 in your ability to be vulnerable. Number 1 is you're completely closed off, and 10, you're an open book. So let us know your self-rating in the comments below. And then in a few weeks after implementing some of the strategies you learn, I want you to come back to that comment and see if your self-rating has increased. All right, let's get into this. Let's talk about what is vulnerability and why it is important to use it to grow your network marketing business.
I think when it comes to vulnerability in network marketing, specifically, you know, online and, you know, with social media, people only get a glimpse of who you are based off of what you post, right? And a lot of people think vulnerability equals weakness, and that you're not perfect, right? And now I'm just not this perfect person in this perfect life, and I look perfect all the time. And we say perfect is poor, actually. When you have that mentality of perfectionism, you're going to have no dollars in your bank account because you're not going to take action. It's going to stop you from doing all the things you need to do because you feel like you have to be perfect at it. I have to be perfect at how I'm sharing this information with a potential customer or whatever. But when you're actually vulnerable, okay, meaning you are genuine, you show people that you're a real human, that you don't have to be perfect, you don't have to know all the things, it actually becomes your biggest strength in building your business. When it comes to building on social media, you know, all those things, is people are more attracted to genuine authenticity. That you are a real person, you have flaws, you don't know everything. And so it actually is your biggest strength in building your business online, building with relationships with people, building that connection, is being vulnerable.
So what you're trying to say, perfectionism is not your attractor factor.
No, it is your repellent.
Is.
Yes, it's your repellent, and your vulnerability is your attractor factor.
Well, and I want you to think about it even from your prospect's mind with that. Like, if they feel like they have to be perfect in order to do what you do, they're not going to want to do it because they know that they can't be perfect, right? They know that they're not perfect. They can't pretend to be perfect. And so, again, it's just going to repel them from ever wanting to do anything with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And because the process of bringing people to you or you know, building your business, customers, team members, that process, you're modeling that whole process to your future customer and your future business partner, which is why you have to keep that at the forefront of your mind, of they're looking to see if they can do exactly what you're doing.
Yep.
So
I love how Brené Brown defines vulnerability. She says, and I'm going to read this, she says, it's the emotion we experience during times of uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. It's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have absolutely no control over the outcome. It's about the willingness to try something new or open up about our feelings despite the fear of judgment or failure. And so often, you know, when it comes to, you know, putting something out on social media, and it's this, especially when you are building a business on social media, is that, and we see this with our students, we're terrified of what somebody's going to think. But what if that post you put out, what if the content that you put out helps somebody? What if it changes somebody's life? What if it inspires somebody to take action? What if it helps one person? You can't worry about what other people think. You can't worry about what other people are going to think, you know, because, you know, if they're going to judge you, if they're going to think that this is rubbish, if they're going to think that who does she think she is, they're not your perfect prospects.
Yep.
But if you can show your true self and be And it takes courage and bravery to start.
Absolutely.
To actually let them see the real you. And I used to be terrified of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of courage. But when you do that, not only does it break down those barriers, it's going to inspire people. And it's going to build connections faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the big piece is connection. You know, we live in a world of filters.
Yeah.
Like on social media, Brandy and I were talking about this on our way here when, mm-hmm. you know, with our kids on social media. And all they see is like a highlight reel.
Yeah.
They're seeing the best of the best that people are putting out there because they want their life to seem like it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That everything's easygoing. They don't have, you know, hard things that are happening in their life. And I remember one of the first time that I like was vulnerable in a post and like I was sharing that we didn't necessarily, like it wasn't like a Debbie Downer post. It was more like just trying to be real,
mm-hmm.
right? When you try to be real, that's when people are like, oh my gosh, it's another human being.
Yeah.
Like I think that because of the world of filters and social media and, you know, you can make things seem better than they are. People don't. They've forgotten how to be genuine.
Yeah.
They've forgotten how to be vulnerable. But it's actually vulnerability that an authenticity of who you are and like being a person, and we all have struggles and we have, you know, things that are happening when you're real like that, especially on social media, people don't see that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden it's like, it's kind of like that Trojan horse into someone's heart where they're like, holy crap, this girl's real. Like, oh my gosh, they're going through stuff. And I especially saw that when my husband got sick. You know, I was just sharing from my heart. It was actually like writing was like an outlet for me at that time. You know, he was on a ventilator for 12 days. Like it was a stressful situation. And I just shared from my heart. And I was like, this is real. We don't know if he's going to live or if he's going to die. But the outpouring of thousands of people all over the world, it was like that connection piece. People are craving connection because they don't have it. They don't have it in all of these other areas. Like, you know, they might have it with their close family, but to be real and raw on social media, that's going to set you apart from every other robot that is just trying to paint the picture of their perfect life and their perfect business and, you know, be real.
I think it can also, that vulnerability can also counteract that too good to be true aspect of business, right? Like when they're seeing the highlight reel and, you know, and seeing all the things in the life that of others that are, you know, is amazing. And they're like, yeah, but I'm taking care of my sick mother or I'm, you know, doing this. Like that's not for me because my circumstances aren't the same as, you know, this highlight reel going on.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it boils down to is people are looking for a connection and they want to know that they're like not alone, right?
Yep.
And because we don't share these vulnerable things that are happening in our lives, they feel like they're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but social media has almost made us like farther apart than it has brought us back together. So if you start doing what others are not doing, which is being vulnerable on social media and sharing, like, you know, like Carrie's saying, you don't have to be a Debbie Downer or whatever, but, you know, sharing some of the things that's going on.
And
in
I can
life.
Give you an example. So I have a friend, she's a top earner in another company, and she did a post and she was just trying to like show she's a mom of five and she had paper plates that she was using for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The haters that were coming at her because she was using paper plates instead of glass plates. You know, like, it's bad for the environment and all. Like
wasteful and all
she
that,
was like, you guys, vulnerable mom moment here. I'm a mom of five with a brand new baby. I'm growing a business. Like, I can't be all the things. And if you tell me that I have to wash the dishes tonight, I'm going to slit my wrist.
Yeah. I was gonna say, are they doing the dishes?
Like, I know. And so she did this post, and it was just something as simple as, I'm a paper plate mom on the weekend, right? Like if it's the weekend, my husband's home, we're having pizza and it's on a paper plate.
Yeah.
Like the people, I'm a paper plate mom,
my
you know?
Kids, my kids will get a paper towel.
Yeah.
Okay. So a paper plate's nice.
I know.
No. So what happened with that post? She actually repelled the wrong people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to deal with and she attracted probably an army of the
wrong people. Army of paper plate moms that were all like, it's biodegradable, right? Like, it's like a mom's sanity compared to doing the dishes, right? Like, and it was just, it was a simple post of her being so real, so honest, sharing like these awful comments from people that didn't know her. Like, she's all like, if you take a look at the products in my house, don't you dare tell me I'm a horrible person, yeah. Like destroying the planet, you know? But we did paper plates tonight. But it's something that simple of like just letting her, like letting people in,
yeah,
that again, repelled the wrong people and attracted so many more right. of the
and now
right
they're behind
people.
A cause. Paper well, plate moms.
Paper plate moms. Hashtag
well,
paper plate moms.
What it does is it like, it, because there's so much fakeness, mm-hmm. right? That when you share vulnerabilities, a lot of people feel empowered. They're drawn to you by it because they wish they could say those things out loud. You're saying things that a lot of people are thinking, but they don't dare to put it out there. So you like give them this courage to let the curtain down, like, you know, and be real. And it draws in droves mm-hmm. and flocks people.
The right people,
you know. So it's a massive strength for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add that vulnerability makes you relatable.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's how people get to know you and get attracted to you. And we teach thousands of students. And how I explain it to them is that although you have a goal, right, you want to be on stage one day and share your inspiring story that now you're a top earner. So I paint the vision for them. That's where you want to be, right? But it's actually not what's going to attract the right people to you, because you will be on stage making those millions or whatever, being that top earner. And the person who's sitting in the back row, he cannot relate to that, right? It's mm-hmm. the gap is so huge, right? You that on that pedestal. But if you're going to start sharing what got you there, what failure, setbacks, discouragements, and everything in between got you there, then when you suddenly become relatable, then they can say, if this girl went through all of that and were able to get there, yeah. I can do it too. Mm-hmm. So all those setbacks, all those paper plate nights, all those whatever times that you actually didn't want to show up on social media because it was less than perfect, but you did show up, is going to attract so much people to you. And that's how you mm-hmm. actually can intentionally grow your business. So,
well, and in a world of filters, like we talked about, like we want people to be authentic with us. We want mm-hmm. people to be real and genuine with us. But the law of reciprocity states that if you want real, you have to give it first.
Yeah.
You'll get what you give. Yeah. So you have to be willing to be vulnerable and be real and be authentic first in order to get it from people. And when I saw that happen the very first time in one of those very first posts, I was like, holy crap, right? And all of a sudden, I wasn't scared to be vulnerable anymore because that's what people wanted.
Yeah, they want that connection.
They wanted the connection. Yeah. And it attracted so many more people than it ever repelled that it was like, I'm just going to be real and be me from here on out. Like, and it was refreshing. It was like a weight off my shoulders.
I think we hear that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. We hear that a lot with what we do because they're like, you guys are just so real. Like you don't, mm-hmm. you know, you're not like glossing it over. Like half the time we show up in our, you know, hair in a Mamba and, you know, we're
no
just
shoes.
Got done
no shoes
out.
Today.
You know, like, my visor on.
Yeah, like visors on, no makeup. Like we're like, I mean, we literally, our give a F has gotten broken, but it's mm-hmm. the best thing because we connect with so many people.
We talk straight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I think the key is to actually, there's one thing that students love about us is that we tell them straight. Mm-hmm. We don't beat around the bush and try and sugarcoat, you know, if we know that something isn't going to work or they're doing something that isn't going to serve them and isn't going to help them grow their business, that we will tell them straight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can learn how to do that and be straight with your audience and be you, it's going to serve your audience so much better. It's also going to serve you a hell of a lot.
I think one other tip to that too is being real with your mentors.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. you know, I mean, many of us have, you know, enrolled with a course or a mentor or, you know, whatever, and then we try to just be this, you know, perfect, you know, whatever. But really, underneath it all, we're like struggling, like maybe internally, or struggling with something that we don't want to talk about because it's embarrassing or you know whatever. But
and the biggest breakthroughs come when they actually say, well, actually, this is what's happening.
Right.
This is what I'm going through. This is how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. you know? And huge breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's very obvious now that vulnerability is a very powerful tool in building the business. So now how can we implement some of the things in our business to show up vulnerable so we can attract more people?
I'm going to say the first thing is start small, because it's terrifying to start. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying to actually have the courage to share part of your life when you
have, especially if you've never done it before.
When you've only been showing the highlight reel, when you thought that social media, everything has to be perfect, and I can't go live if I haven't had a shower. Well, they can't smell you, number one. But I can't go live if I don't have my hair perfect, my makeup mm-hmm. done, and my the highlighter and the contouring and everything perfect. And actually, some of the reels that I've created that have had the highest views have been when I've come in sweaty from the gym, okay, hair scraped up, sweaty, not a stitch of makeup on, and shared something that was on my mind. So start small mm-hmm. and just, you know, share a little piece. You know, if it mm-hmm. terrifies you, share a little piece of what is happening in your life. Share a piece of what it is that you're struggling with. I'm going to say don't stay stuck in the struggle.
Yeah.
Lead them to some kind of a solution.
Yeah, a turnaround.
Give them some light.
Yeah.
Give them some light at the end of the tunnel. So they think, but actually there's a way out. I can do this. But once you do that first one, you'll think, it didn't break me. I didn't die. Mm-hmm. And look at all these people who all of a sudden, you know, that I've helped, that can relate to this, that, you know, that we've got something in common with, and it'll give you the courage, you know, like Brené Brown said, it'll give you the courage to keep going and being real and sharing more of the real you.
Mm-hmm. And I think the second part of that is owning your story, right? Yeah. Like, we all do have struggles, and when you're able to like drip those struggles into your posts, or drip a struggle that you had or are having right now into a live, that's what is like the connection piece, where they're like, oh, she's going through or went through what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. And it's when you own that and you're like, now here's the light at the end of the tunnel, like we said, mm-hmm. that's when they're like, I'm gonna follow her. And for somebody who's like, well, I haven't had any success yet, right? Like, well, I'm just starting, right? It's more just like, invite them along the journey with you. And that's exactly what I did my very first time, because I was like, well, I've done a lot of stuff that hasn't worked. I'm living in my mom's basement. But instead it was more like, hey, this is the stuff that I've tried. It hasn't worked. I'm on this new journey. Follow me. I'm going to be sharing what I learn and what's working for me, to kind of like help shortcut that for you. Mm-hmm. And just be real the entire time you do it, because it creates that connection.
Yeah, I think the next step is really understanding, like, being authentic about maybe what you have isn't for everyone, mm-hmm. right? Like, because we're taught when we first start in network marketing that everyone is your perfect prospect, and it's not the case, right? So just being, and kind of like the same thing, like sharing the vulnerability that we talked about before, but being able to be like upfront about it, like, this may not be your solution. You know, it's worked for me. This is what's working. But, you know, my friend Adrian did it this way, right? Like, there's not one size fits all for everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Being upfront about it, it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. So.
And I agree with what Carrie said, is like taking an inventory of yourself and like owning that. But then also, like, how can you cultivate vulnerability within, if you have a team or you have customers, mm-hmm. in being receptive to, you know, their feedback, right? And then how are you training your team to also, you know, listen? We talk about with care and concern, right? You're listening. You're making sure that they feel heard, not necessarily like you're breastfeeding them and, you know, kind of like, oh, you poor thing, like all this, let me get into your misery with you. But it's like, I hear you, I see you, right? And then now mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a little bit of feedback, right? But it's, you can cultivate that culture into your teams as well. And it's super healthy, because that also creates this closeness within your team, within your customers, within your people, because a lot of people want a community mm-hmm. to belong to. I mean, from all that we know, right? You're going to have people that come in that are like us and it's like, I'm going to run, I'm going to do this. But you have a large percentage of people that want to feel a part of. Yeah. So when you can kind of create that type of environment, that trusting, healthy environment mm-hmm. where they know that I'm going to come in here, I'm going to feel heard. They're not going to let me wallow. They're going to pick me back up. They're going to give me some feedback. Then I think that that's super powerful.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to add also, if you struggle with vulnerability, most likely you're thinking about yourself. You mm-hmm. want to be right. You want to look good. And that's where ego comes in place because it's trying to protect you. So how to get out of it is start thinking about people that you want to impact, people that you want to inspire, right? People that you want to follow you and take action. So once you shift from thinking about yourself and how to look good, how to actually impact someone else's life, vulnerability comes natural. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like you shift from thinking about yourself to thinking about the other person. That's how it all changed for me. If you want to grow your business, embracing vulnerability is one of the most powerful strategies you can start implementing today. If you want to learn how to build a more authentic and trustworthy brand online, we've got tons of resources and tips in our Social Recruiting Secrets course in the description box below. So don't forget to revisit your vulnerability rating in the comments after a few weeks to see your growth. Thanks for watching and remember to subscribe for more insight into network marketing success.